Oh, who is youth with the dark curly hair? Who is kneeling and praying in that old sofa chair? He sighs as he strikes his breast now and then. He is thinking of home, of his countrymen. Then he jumps to his feet, there's a knock at the door. A youth steps inside and a message he bore. He hands it to a woman who read it with joy, saying before the day's over, some Tommies will die. Then he called on his men who, as fleet as a deer, they are tightening their rifles and their bandoliers. Oh God, they are off, the old woman cries, God guide them and guard them and be by their sides. With hearts of a true and their heads held high, for God and old Ireland are ready to die. Then down the brown heather, like children at play, and to Headford Junction, they are making their way. The station is reached, they begin to prepare. The wagons are shifted, the place is made clear. The train is soon sighted, the bodies disappear. The rifles are loaded and at the prepare. When the train reached the station, the Tommies jump out, saying, where are those shinners we all hear about? Put their hand to wait long, till a shower of dead rain came cracking and tearing right into the train. The Tommies are on, all screaming with fright, and two dozen are gone where they'll never see the light. Then all men give orders, but it's all in vain, for the Tommies are firing from under the train. To get to the enemy, he must go to the rear. The cock train is coming, there is no time to spare. Then under the wagon he seemed to go, he's kneeling and firing and lying down low. But alas, there's a groan as he falls to the ground. He rises again and gives one look around. He calls on a comrade, a lad true and try, saying, I'll command you no more, I am shot in the side. There you take him out from under the train, as bullets are falling as thickly as hail. The fight is all over, the cart train is in, so try and escape, the youth must begin. He dashes the cabin with bullets around, and scales the high bank as fleet as a hound. And into the mountain an outlaw to roam, saying, revenge I will have for my country and home. And God rest you, brave Alman, may in heaven you abide, and pray for the youth who fought by your side. In Ballymacavit they're mourning tonight for young Jimmy Bailey who fell in the fight. The north wind is blowing along the brown glen, where an old woman waits for her gallant men. Saying, "Are they all safe?" But the news quickly came that the youth with the colours she would never see again.